All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.
This is Minnesota Today for Monday, August 8th. I'm NPR News reporter Tim Nelson. Here's our top story right now. Minneapolis started a new era in public safety this morning in the wake of the killing of George Floyd and a bruising political battle over the fate of the police department. Cedric Alexander, a longtime law enforcement professional and consultant, was sworn in as the city's first ever commissioner of community safety in City Hall. He will oversee police, fire, emergency management, 911 call services, and the Office of Violence Prevention. While new to the city and the job, he says he's already reaching out to law enforcement and the community.
The city of Minneapolis, Minnesota, can be one of the safest cities in the country. And I need your help to do that.
Alexander acknowledged that the Minneapolis Police Department in particular has had many challenges and critics since Floyd's killing by officers in 2020. But he says the department still plays a critical role in holding wrongdoers accountable and making the city a welcoming place.
We want people to come back into this city. Come back into this city. Don't be frightened about nothing. Come back into this city. Be part of this city. This is the heartthrob of this city, of this state, and the heartthrob of this country. So I think it's imperative for all of us not to feel frightened, not to feel afraid.
Alexander also said he hoped to have a pick for a new police chief by November. And authorities have charged three people in connection with last week's gunfire at the Mall of America and are searching for two others, including the alleged gunman. The three people who've been charged are accused of helping the two others escape from the mall area. No one was injured by Thursday's gunfire, but the incident did send the mall into a lockdown. Bloomington Police Chief Booker Hodges identified the suspected gunman as 21-year-old Shamar Lark, and the other alleged accomplice being sought as 23-year-old Rashad May. At a news conference this afternoon, Hodges said a nationwide search is underway and urged the two to turn themselves in to authorities.
You cannot come shoot up a mall and think that you're going to get away with it. We're not going to allow that to happen.
The three people charged face counts of aiding an offender to avoid arrest. Authorities allege those charged helped Lark and May flee the area and misdirected police who were searching for the pair. And polls open tomorrow for Minnesota's primary elections, but early voting has slowed considerably from previous years. Top election officials attribute the decline to reduced concern over COVID-19 and fewer competitive primaries than prior elections. As of Friday, about 107,000 ballots had been officially submitted through absentee or mail voting. That's fewer than a third of the rate at this point in the 2020 election, when a large number of voters opted against going to a polling place on Election Day. Secretary of State Steve Simon says availability of vaccines and fewer worries about COVID-19 could be at play.
I'm not here to push any one option. We've got a great menu of options for Minnesotans. The important thing is that they vote, not necessarily the method that they vote.
Voters will make their party picks tomorrow in races for Congress, the legislature, and the Republican Attorney General's race. Less suspense surrounds the DFL or Republican primaries for governor. And here's what else we're watching. Residents in parts of Maplewood and a small part of eastern St. Paul are being asked to boil their water as a precaution after a water pumping station lost power earlier today. St. Paul Regional Water Services says there's a chance that the loss of water pressure may have allowed some contamination to get into the system, although there's no evidence of that. The affected area is generally from Conway Avenue on the south to Holloway Avenue on the north, and from Beebe and McKnight Roads on the west to Century Avenue on the east. And some parts of Minnesota that have been stuck in a dry pattern this summer saw much-needed rain over the weekend, although not enough to end drought conditions. Minneapolis-St. Paul International Airport saw about a half inch of rain on Saturday and about 3/4 inch last night, but that still leaves the Twin Cities close to half a foot below normal rainfall since June 1st. Other parts of southern Minnesota saw more than 4 inches of rain over the weekend. In sports, the Twins are off today and play the Dodgers in L.A. tomorrow. And the MLS All-Star Game is Wednesday in St. Paul. The league's best soccer players face a team of stars from Mexico's Liga MX. And here's a look at the weather. Tonight, look for clear skies with lows in the lower 50s in northern Minnesota to the lower 60s in the south. Tomorrow, another spectacular summer day, sunny with highs in the upper 70s to the upper 80s. That's it for Minnesota Today. Thanks for listening. I'm Tim Nelson. Kathy Werzer will be back in the morning with an update. Until then, stay healthy and stay safe.